Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am so happy to be with you today, and it's always a pleasure. You know that. And I always like to remind you that often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubt as to why or what is our purpose, really. And if you'll take the challenge and just simply ask God, what is my purpose? And then guess what? And then take it further. What am I called to do? And it can also be very, very revealing if we ask ourselves, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And lastly, what have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Okay. Well, you know, as I was preparing today, I really kind of struggled with what I was going to name this episode. And I thought about it. First, it was short and sweet. That was one title I thought about. You may think that's a better title. And then I thought about, hey, we got to come right. And you'll see how these titles emerged from what we'll talk about in this episode. But I finally decided on the speaker-listener technique. How about that? The speaker-listener technique. Because there really are some rules when there is a speaker and a listener. And so first of all, one of the rules for a speaker is this. You have to speak for yourself and don't mind read. Kind of simple, right? And then keep statements brief. Don't go on and on and on. And then stop and allow the other person to respond to what you've spoken about. And then there's some simple rules for the listener. The simple rules for the listener is this. Paraphrase what you heard. In other words, what you're hearing, speak that back to the person to ensure that you're getting a clear message. Focus on what the speaker is saying. And don't rebuttal. Just listen and paraphrase. But here's rules for both the speaker and the listener. Remember, the person that's speaking, they have the floor. And so the speaker keeps the floor even while the listener is paraphrasing. And then here's another rule for both the speaker and the listener. Share the floor. How about that? You know, as I was preparing this morning, I have a daily devotion that I personally read, and it's called Hope for Each Day. And it is a journal that's written by Billy Graham, one of a very famous evangelist. And it's amazing that what I have prepared, when I went to my daily devotion today, it coincided, and I'd like to read it to you. The title of this is Jesus Will Answer. Remember, we're talking about the speaker-listener technique. Jesus will answer. And Billy Graham uses the reference scripture of Psalms 91:11. And it reads, He will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. And listen at this story that he wrote. And I'm going to paraphrase it a bit. He says, once there was a poor woman. She went up to the foothills to cut some grass. She had her baby tied to her back, and a little child was walking beside her. And just as they reached the top of a hill, she heard a roar. Frightened, she turned and saw a mother tigress springing at her, followed by two cubs. The Chinese woman had never attended school or church, but a missionary once had told her about Jesus, who is able to help you when you're in trouble. So as the tiger's claws tore into her arm, the woman cried out, "Oh, Jesus, help me!" The tiger, instead of attacking again, suddenly turned and ran away. What beasts are attacking you? Chances are you'll never be attacked by a wild tiger, but you may be attacked by doubt, fear, worry, loneliness, or despair. And Billy Graham concludes by saying, cry out to Jesus and he will answer you just as surely as the woman's desperate cry was heard and answered. The speaker-listener technique. The speaker-listener technique. You know, as we grow closer to fulfilling our destiny, we need to know how to call upon help in time of need. We get stuck sometimes. I get stuck. You get stuck. Anyone that's moving forward may come upon a challenge or a struggle. But we must learn how to call upon Jesus and to receive help. I want to share with you as we look in the Word of God, and we're going to look at a Canaanite woman. And this comes from Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 through 39. Listen at this. I'm going to read this to you. And man, is it interesting. And thinking about today's title, the speaker-listener technique. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. This is amazing. Then it says, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude. We're going to go up a little further than that, actually. Let's go up a little further. I'm going to start at the first verse. Please listen as I read to you. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees. And see, scribes and Pharisees, those were the lawyers, the religious leaders. They were the ones that kept the scribes. They kept the records for the king. And they were in Jerusalem, and they were saying, "Why?" These are the scribes and the Pharisees. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? In other words, why do they keep transgressing this law? Why do they transgress the traditions that we've put in place? In other words, the traditions were put in place, in a sense, it added on to the divine commandments that God had given them. It says, because what? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered, I said the listener, the speaker and listener technique, but he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress? Hey, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Well, basically what this part is saying, that some of the people, instead of honoring their parents by giving them monetary gifts, they begin to give the money to the household of faith, and then that money would be returned to them, and then they would say to their parents, hey, I've given your money to the church. In other words, who can argue with that, huh? So this is why Jesus said, but you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. He says, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. He goes so far as to say, you hypocrites, why did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, it says, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Jesus goes on, and he has this conversation with them. And he begins to talk about, you know, even there will be blind leaders. And you know what happens. He says in verse 14, he says, leave the blind leaders alone. He said, these blind leaders, they're leading the blind, and they both shall fall in a ditch. In other words, when blind people lead blind people, when people that don't know lead others that know even less, they all fall in a ditch. Listen where he's going with this. He says, listen, he said to Peter, he answered Peter, the speaker-listener technique. He says, I declare unto you this parable. Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the trough. In other words, what we take into our mouth, what food, what nutrition, all that the body doesn't use, it is cast out as waste. Listen to the speaker. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and that's what can defile a man or a woman. He says, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts and murders. And he goes on to talk about adultery. Listen at this, my beloved. We're going to take a moment, and we're going to step, as we have already done, take a step into the eternal realm of the Spirit. And we're going to just learn and look at the preaching and the teaching according to Jesus in the book of Matthew. The speaker and the listener technique. We're going somewhere today. Basically, what we just read, this chapter initiates with Jesus, and he begins to rebuke or reprimand. He begins to, he begins to tell off these scribes and Pharisees that are lecturing and criticizing him. He begins, because listen, they kind of wanted to slap him on the wrist. The scribes, these are the ones who were the secretary to the king. They were copiers. You know, like we make copies of things today. Hey, they had actual human beings called the scribes who did the copying, not the, the traditional copiers that we use. They also were interpreters of the scriptures and the laws of Israel. They kept the records. They were the schoolmasters to the children of Israel. And then the Pharisees, they were like a group of, if I can use this term, self-righteous, zealous religious leaders, who held to the letter of the interpretation of the law, and then they held to their own traditions, regardless as to what was nullified by the word of God. These were Jesus's bitterest enemies. Why? This is why. They ask, why is it, we're talking, listen, the speaker-listener technique, And Jesus is listening very, very closely. He's focusing on what they're saying. Are you focusing when someone is speaking to you? Are you focusing when the Holy Spirit is speaking and revealing to you? They ask, why is it your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? In other words, they're not washing their hands before they eat. Now, listen. Now, Jesus is responding. Jesus then asked them, why are you transgressing God's commandments with your traditions? So the scribes, they wrote that the words of the elder, they believed that the words of the elders carried more weight than the law and the prophets. The law being the first five books of the Bible and the prophet being the books of the prophets in the Bible. Jesus goes at them. He says, look, he comes right out and he says, you hypocrites, he says. Your mouth, your lips, but not your hearts are in line with God. And then he calls like a multitude of 4,000 people began to follow Jesus. And guess what? They hear and they understand. They hear and they understand. I want to share with you that God requires, listen, he doesn't really require a lot of us, but he does require that we hear, In other words, that we listen. And if you listen to what God is saying to you, my beloved, you will understand. Understanding will come. If we only hear, if you will only listen, we will understand the plan and the purpose and the directions and the instructions that he gives us to fulfill the purpose. Yeah, the speaker-listener technique. You know, Jesus, he explains how we can get our listening, our attitude, our life, how we can get it tarnished. He doesn't want us to have our life tarnished. You know, yesterday I was speaking and I said, everyone has a conscience. Sometimes it just needs to be awakened. And the reason why God gave us a conscience is so that the world can be at peace and harmony. Yeah. I even went so far as to share yesterday, my uncle used to have a saying, I don't know if he's the originator of it, but in my life, he was the originator of it. And my uncle used to say, if you don't bother Brother Conscience, he will not bother you. We all have a conscience, the good and the evil. Yeah, it may appear that no one has a conscience, but we all do. God gave us that. But it is often a matter of that conscience being awakened in us. And one of the ways that it is awakened, and the most profound way and the sure way that it is awakened, is when we are introduced to Christ and that we recognize that our sins can be completely forgiven. And then God begins to communicate with us. You see, it puts us back in right standing with God the Father so that we can what? Know what to do, when to do it, the right thing to do, the right thing to say. Because Jesus says that this is what can truly defile us, is when our hearts get tarnished, when our thoughts get corrupted or degraded, you know, and we begin to have like an unjust way of reasoning, a lot of vain imaginations and doubting and arguing and unnecessary debating. I'm just saying these things so that we can examine ourselves and say, God, don't let my heart deceive me. Don't let me just do these things. And don't let, God, don't let us be intellectually rebellious against you. How about that? because it is what comes out of a person's mouth, not what goes in, that can defile us. And here, we're not talking about habits or unhealthy eating. When we talk about what goes in a person's mouth, what we're talking about here is what comes out of a person's mouth, not what goes in, is what defiles a person. Jesus, he's not referring here to like unclean habits or addictions, but basically he's talking about the impure thoughts of the heart and the impure actions that we sometimes take. He goes so far as to say every plant that God did not plant, it's going to be uprooted. And that's what I want to encourage you with as well. You know, we feel often about, just say, even false teachers. Jesus says, don't you worry about that, because that's where the blind are leading the blind, and everybody's going to fall in a ditch with that group. Peter even asked Jesus, he says, look, would you explain that a little further? See the speaker-listener technique. My beloveds, listen to people when they speak to you. Really give them your undivided attention. And take time to paraphrase back what they said to you. And you know the amazing thing I've learned about paraphrasing? When I paraphrase something back to a person, when I repeat back to them what I heard them say, often they'll stop me and they'll say, no, that's not what I meant. So paraphrasing helps us to get clarity. Yeah, it gives the speaker the opportunity to correct how we may have heard something, but it really was not in their context. So Jesus goes on and said, what enters the mouth, it goes in the belly. Remember I said it? And it's eliminated as waste. He says, but what comes from the mouth, it comes from the heart. It comes up and out and passes through the mouth. This is what, my beloveds, can defile us when the heart is not pure. Yeah. We don't want those evil thoughts. We want to have good thoughts. We don't want to slander a person's reputation. We don't want to do those things. We don't want to steal from others. We don't want to steal. You know, when someone is excited about something, just let them be excited, and let's not steal their joy by including, you know, what may be going on with us. Let's love one another as we want others to love us. Let's not just follow the traditions of man, but let's follow the law of God. Yes. Jesus, an awesome man, an awesome Savior and Liberator. I want to also share with you, before we conclude our episode today, listen, my beloveds, Jesus went further on. He went further into his journey, and he met a Canaanite woman. Remember I read to you the daily devotion that I had from Billy Graham's journal, where this woman called God for help and God helped her? Listen, in the Word of God, Jesus meets a Canaanite woman, and she requested that her daughter be healed, and Jesus granted her the healing. Why? Because of her great faith. I want you to step out on faith. I want you to step out on faith and speak to Jesus. He's listening. Yes. Because of this woman's great faith, Jesus granted her her request. Listen at this woman's prayer. It's very similar to the devotion that I read. Listen to this woman's prayer, this Canaanite woman's prayer. This woman fell at the feet of Jesus, and she prayed a simple yet powerful prayer. She simply said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Her prayer. Listen, my beloveds, it was short. It was a prayer of humility. She admitted that she needed help. It was fervent. She meant it from her heart. She was desperate, my beloveds. She put all pride aside. Her simple prayer, Lord, help me. It was rational because she came to someone who had the power to help her. Her prayer was respectful. It was worshipful. She persevered. She was determined with this short, simple prayer, and it was full of faith in the Savior, in the Emancipator, in the Liberator, Jesus the Christ. And guess what? He answered. She had asked a prayer for her daughter. She was like an intercessor, a mediator. And she came to him, "Lord, help me. My daughter needs to be healed." And Jesus granted that. The speaker-listener technique. All the provision that you need, my beloved, it's in Christ. This is not a fairy tale. This is the Word of God. This is the strength that we need, even in these changing times. As we adjust to these new normals, as we call them, the speaker-listener technique. Talk to him. Talk to him and be respectful when you do it. Be determined when you speak to him. Be humble. You know, there are times in my life when I have said this same prayer, "Lord, help me." Yes, and you too can say and speak that simple prayer because the great listener, he's listening. The speaker-listener technique. I want to say I love you. I want to say that you are supernaturally anointed by God. Yes, you are. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God, and you have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. And guess what? As you give, you receive more back. That's that give and take. Yes, one of the dual characteristics of God. Marvelous things are happening in and around you now. Walk in faith. Speak to God. It can be simple, but yet determined. Let it be full of faith. Be persevering, be respectful, be bold with it. I want to say that we want to say a special prayer and we want to say a special honor to those who gave their life for this great country, America. We want to say thank you to all the fallen military personnel, and we want to say thank you to their families. We haven't forgotten you. We love you and we respect you. And I want to say a shout out to all of the military personnel today. And I want to say a shout out to their families. I love you and I respect you. And all those who have served, we love you and we respect you. I want to say thank you to Terry. I want to say thank you to Rosemary and the powerful conversation. I want to shout out to my lovely mother today, my Aunt Steen. I want to thank you for your love and support, your generous phone calls and love that you send my way. I want to thank you. I want to say hello to my Aunt Jewel. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you do. I love you all. Velma and Terry, hello. I want to say thank you. Stephanie and Tony, oh, my God, the best is yet to come. Wow. Queen Jewel, I love you. Judy, I love you. Latorsha and Fabio, hey, keep up the good work. Hey, amazing love fellowship. Dalea, congratulations. Yes, on this graduation. Cameron, happy birthday to you. I want to say, hey, happy birthday, Kayla, Marlon. Lauren, I want to say shout out to Chu, Steven, Nico, Ailey. Hey, I want to say hello to you and Jordan and Tandana. I didn't forget about you. And Cheryl, I love you. Thank you for those beautiful girls. Carolyn, thank you as well. Hey, Clarence, sweetie. Hey, and the Kings, Jackie, you keep up the good work. Cynthia, thank you for all the inspiration that you spoke by. It means so much. Joy, I love you. Denise, I'm praying for you. Yes, I am. Hey, all of you, Candy and the sweet kids, I love you all. Robert, I haven't forgotten about you. You're listening today. Hello. Oh, hey, thanks, Eagle. Thanks for checking in. I want to say happy birthday to Renee today as well. Wendell Phillips alumni, thank you for your support. Betty, thank you for your powerful testimony. So much is happening. So many are listening. I want to shout out today. You keep up the good work. Daphne, God bless you. Kim, God bless you. Shatoya, wow. You're taking those great steps of faith. I love you. Joanne in Atlanta. Isaiah in Atlanta. Courtney in Atlanta. Michiko and Yuji. Dominique, Joshua. Hey, Josiah, I love you all. I'm not forgetting about anyone, even if I didn't call your name. Guess what? I love you, and you know you are an apple of my eye. I really do love you. Hey, listen, Maddie and the boys, I love you so much. You know what? It's time for us to say, we'll see you later, and love you always, and God bless you. Thank you.